Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another Ukraine ceasefire getting ready. Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko is predicting that a swift and unconditional ceasefire will be agreed to this week between his government and the pro-Russian separatists it has been battling in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko says progress toward a ceasefire was reached Sunday in a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande. The four plan to meet Wednesday in the Belarusian capital Minsk to try to finalize an agreement after diplomatic aides work out details Monday. Secretary of State John Kerry addressed concerns about a rift between the U.S. and its European allies and how to best deal with the crisis.
There is no division. There is no split. I keep hearing people trying to create one. We are united. We are working closely together. We all agree that this challenge will not end through military force. We are united in our diplomacy.
Fighting continues in eastern Ukraine with intense battles in recent days. Sources confirm 12 civilians and 12 Ukrainian soldiers killed in the last day. Jordan says it launched 56 airstrikes against Islamic State targets since the insurgents released a video last week showing they had burned one of Amman's fighter pilots to death. General Mansour al-Jabour says its Air Force had achieved what we were looking for, revenge, striking Islamic State training camps, barracks, ammunition, and fuel depots. General al-Jabour says more than 7,000 Islamic State militants have been killed since Jordan joined the U.S.-led air campaign last September that is targeting the insurgents in Iraq and Syria. This